hear so much of the writings of the Acharyas. Can you say something about the writings of Radha and Krishna? Like maybe their messages or what is their writing?
That's a nice, beautiful question. Question is, we spend so much of our time reading about the writings of our previous acharyas and studying their books, but how do Radha and Krishna write to each other? Is that what you're asking? Yeah, well, because they're in love, so they're not writing philosophy. They're not writing about non-tattva. Or Vaishnava tattva, Jiva tattva, Prakriti tattva, Kala tattva, Bhagavat tattva. They're writing love letters. That's about it. And what they write is best found in the writings of Chandidas and Vidyapati. There's a book in English, Dasara Sutra, translated their poetry in English. I published a book, I gave it to everybody, didn't I?
Yes, I did all the photos.
Huh?
I did the photos.
What?
I did the photos, all the photos.
You recorded it? What are you saying? What's
photos,
you
the book? She took photos of the pictures.
Took pictures. Maybe you have another copy. You have it? I'll look for it, maybe I'll give it to you tomorrow if I find it. It's, so it has songs there, basically about Purva Rag. Of course, Radha and Krishna are always writing to each other. That's what lovers do, they always write to each other. They talk all the time, or message, what we call texting. So Radha and Krishna are original texters, Adi texters. And they send messages by parrots. They roll up a lotus leaf, write a message on a lotus leaf, and give it to a parrot, and the parrot takes it to Barsana. Parrot messenger service. PMS. We have SMS and PMS. Parrot messenger service. They use pigeons. In the old days, kings would send messages by pigeons. Pigeons are good message. But they're too boring looking, So Rikers use parrots. They're, green light, Go, go, go.
They're more fast.
Yeah, that's good. They're faster. Pigeons are pretty laid back,
They can speak also.
Yeah, parrots can see. That's a nice point also. Pigeons are pretty dumb. So in Purvarag, before Radha and Krishna actually intimately meet, it's called the infatuation stage, where you're falling in love, infatuation, attraction, infatuation. And so there's many poems by Chandidas and Vidyapati, but not many, half a dozen or so, that were describing each other's love. And also in Govinda Lilamrita, in Madhya Lila, Radharani and Krishna get the parrots to talk. And they tell the parrots, what's happening is that Radharani is glorifying Krishna. So she says, parrot, tell the glories of Krishna, say Krishna like this and Krishna like that. So Radharani in the Madhya Lila, Radharani's speaking, which she could also write, but she's telling the parrot about the beauty of Krishna's form and qualities. And Krishna tells the parrot, male parrot, we'll talk about the glories of Radharani. So then Krishna tells the parrot what to say. So in that Madhya Lila description, where Radha and Krishna are giving the lines to the parrots, that's a way of, you can say as an example of how they would write to each other. And also, when you see Surata Katamrita by Vishnu Chakravarti, and also Rupa Goswami wrote something, same title. Suratastakam. It's in Savamala. I think so. Vasi and Savamalas by Rupa Goswami, small writing, it's all there. So these are love talks in the flower bed with Radha and Krishna. So they can also, that's their speaking, but they also can write that. So to get an idea of what are they writing each other, and what they're speaking is also indicates what they're writing. Because what you're thinking, you speak it or you write it. So it's a roundabout way of answering your question. Because tangibly, there aren't so many things what they wrote that you can find out. But mostly, what Radha Krishna's writing is contained in Bengali bhajans. So the Bengali bhajans are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They focus on Radha Krishna. And they have love letters there, so I'll see if I can find it. One, speaking of letters, in Bhakti Prem Vilas by Nityananda Das, at the end of the book there's a series of letters. Do you have that book? Prem Vilas by Nityananda Das. It's a biography, it describes Narottam,
Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottamda Stakur and
Srinivas, the famous three. I'll give it to you tomorrow to lend.
I
think you have it, because you're a big book collector yourself. I'll show it to you and you can see. I'll just give it to you and you can recognize it. So Prem Vilas and Chandidas. But in the back there it has letters written from
Jiva Goswami
to Srinivas and back and forth. Jai ho. Nice hairdo. Cool, look really cool.
Style.
Yeah, style. You're more stylish though. Your husband, anyway, was. He sent me a picture.
Sure.
Yeah. He said a question about a Manjari or man? Your best fan. You're welcome, Jai Rai. So in the Prem Vilas in the end there are some letters. Jiva Goswami. And you get an idea of the heart, so heartly they are. It's really nice. So you imagine how much heart devotees have to each other. How much Radha and Krishna have when they write to each other? Love letters of Radha and Krishna. Yeah, Jiva Goswami writes, I haven't heard from you for some time. My heart is breaking. I'm missing you. Is everything okay? I long to hear from you. Please write to me. It's very touching. Very nice. Prem Vilas. There's a sample of letters between Jiva Goswami and Srinivas Acharya and Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam Das. There were three students of Jiva Goswami. He sent them out preaching on book distribution. That's all I can say about that.